On Table Talk, how are you? It's good to have you here. The show is live on Facebook and YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3. Join the conversation there. You've also got WhatsApp 08095975805 to send in your messages. It's a great day to be alive, ladies and gentlemen. It's Monday morning, and yes, the game is fully back in swing. Schools are back, so yeah, everywhere in Lagos is feeling the vibe, and I'm sure across other states where resumption is today. Apparently, some other states are not resuming until another 2 weeks. That's the kind of disparity we've had in the educational sector. Welcome to the show. If it's your first time, it's a good time to remind you that, or rather inform you, because it's your first time, that Table Talk is a gendered show, right? It's a show focusing on women's issues, or issues that generally affect women, right? I'm called the Table Breaker because I dig up the difficult conversations that you've tried to bypass for so many years. I dig into the recesses of your mind and help you prod thought and ask, okay, maybe we've been doing it this way. What if we tried it this way? Maybe it could be better. And you know, like I love to say, when we stop to think, we die. Otherwise, while we're alive, we have the necessity to continually think and rethink and rethink. Today, I want to speak to women about abandonment. I know many times we talk about men abandoning families, but I want to talk to women who abandoned their families, especially their children. But that will be when I go in for the first phase. The show is in two parts. The first one is just the appetizer where I give you, you know, tidbits of what my weekend looks like. And then we go on to the main dish. Yeah, so on Table Talk, I invite you to the table to talk, but I don't just let you go empty-handed. We start with the appetizer, and then I've got the main dish for you. So let's get started.
Here's the appetizer on Table Talk.
As you well know, schools have resumed, and for parents and guardians, it's a good day to, you know, open your eyes, because yeah, the roller coaster ride has begun all over again. The weekend was full across Lagos. I mean, parents were putting final touches to preparations, getting the kids ready, everything they need, stationaries and everything for school today. And that's it. I believe by now the kids are already dropped off in school. It's the first day of another session, and children have gone on a very long holiday. I hinted about at this on my Twitter handle some time ago at Wemimo Sport, telling you that a lot of things happen during holidays. And when right after the holiday is a good time to pay attention to the new habits that children might have come back with, and to the various trends that, you know, you might see in children across the state. So parents and teachers have a responsibility to make sure that everything is in order. Remember, I mentioned to you last week again that the influence that children face in school is possibly not talked about long enough. So that's where we're going to start right now on the show. And then we'll go on to the main dish in a bit. All right. So pay attention to where we are right now and go ahead and just take it from there. So let's go on to the main dish immediately. And today I want to talk about women who abandon their families, like I hinted at the beginning. Cases of abandonment is very common. And many times we're pointing in the direction of men who leave their families and their children and just go ahead and possibly just start a new one. But today I want to speak to women who have had to leave their children and their families, but particularly their children, especially because, you know, society believes that a woman has a natural bond with her children, and so she's usually unable to leave them. But we certainly know that life is never in just black and white. There are various shades of gray in between, a lot of things going on. Sometimes your life doesn't go the way you planned, and things just happen. So if you've ever had to leave your children, I'm talking to you on the show today. I want you to call me and tell me why you left them and where you are now regarding that. If you're also there and your mother, I'm speaking specifically about mothers, and your mother ever how you fared, if that affected you, what relationship with her looking like now? Are you able to deal with it? Are you able to forgive her if there's anything to forgive? But how's that relationship going right now? We'll be talking 0700-993-993-993. Female callers, 01465-7190. Remember, you can also make use of WhatsApp on 08095975805. And we'll also see if we can get you live on Facebook and YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3. But you've also got Twitter to send your message. And it's 080 Twitter is at Nigeria Info FM. Use the hashtag Nigeria Info TT. Let's talk. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Radio has to be off.
Hello. Good morning.
Your radio has to be off.
Yeah. Hello. Good morning. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you. Good morning. What's your name?
Yeah. Listen to what you are saying. I have a colleague in my office.
Mm-hmm.
Are you hearing me?
I can hear you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I have a colleague in my office. Yeah. Although the girl happens to be my own friend.
Yeah.
So, that now came all of a sudden and say he has interest with this young lady. And the lady went for the guy. Not knowing that this guy already have three baby girls.
Oh.
Already. And he now got to pregnant the other lady, and after the lady gave birth, he left the lady, and he doesn't come back home again. He doesn't take good care of the family, and as we speak now, the other lady is the one taking care of the child as we speak now.
Of the children that she did not give birth to.
That's my own share about the stuff.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much for calling. So let's get it right. I'm not speaking today about fathers who abandon their families. I know that's a thing, and I know we've addressed that, maybe a number of times, and we will still address them. Today, I want to speak about women who abandon. So some of these issues we don't bring to the limelight often enough because it's also happening. You have mothers who leave their children and just go off and possibly go start another life or for whatever reason. So again, we can't judge them until we've walked in their shoes. But today, I just want to listen to you. Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for calling.
Is that Wemimo?
Yes, Wemimo speaking. Yes, yes, you are on Nigeria Info. What's your name?
My name is Sunday.
All right, Sunday, welcome.
Yes, I want to contribute to the program.
Please go on. Go ahead.
What really happened is that it's not good for a mother not to be his own child. Because now, he affects me.
Oh, tell me about it.
Eh?
Tell me about it. I'm listening to you.
I was at the age of 29 years when I knew my mother.
Wow.
You're at the age of 29. I'm about to finish university, finish, even marry.
Wow.
Now look at where I find myself today. Even my father, my father did not care for me. It's not that I'm from poor family. Look at where I find myself today. I'm just managing myself.
So what did your mother say to you? Why did she leave?
No better explanation. It affects my life. Oh. Education, everything.
You mean she didn't have a reason to leave? She just got up and left?
You don't have a reason. It was my grandmother that brought me up.
Okay, so I found it intriguing that she didn't even have a reason to give to you an explanation about why she left. Did she go to marry somybody else?
Before I know everything, that's before I know her, she was the under one man. I have about 8 children on the another man.
Oh, she left to marry somebody else.
Yes.
So what's your relationship with her looking like now?
She's in there 2011.
Oh, sorry about that.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Thank you for sharing. All right. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, William.
Good morning. Thank you for calling.
Hello, good morning.
I can hear you. Good morning.
Yes, this is Mr. Peter from Ikorodu.
Welcome. Welcome.
Yes, I am one of the victims of this... This is a discussion this morning.
Okay.
When I was small, my mother left my father. I finished my secondary school primary school before my mother. I come back home. Although he's still with my father, you know. But when he left, My father married three wives, and I have some challenges. I have some problems.
Mm.
When my stepmother, how they handled me, how they treated me, until my mother returned back.
Mm.
They returned back after my primary school, so I know how that my mother. But now we are living together peacefully, there's no problem.
Oh, okay. That's good to know.
I want to say one thing.
Yes, yes, I can hear you.
I want to give everyone that's listening to this this man one kick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if as a man you want to marry and you discover that your mother-in-law is not in her marriage, my sister, in any way at all, any excuse at all that woman left that marriage.
Mm-hmm.
If you find her daughter, no matter how that her daughter is beautiful, you may not be happy with what I'm going to say, but I have to say this. Don't marry that daughter.
So who will
she will also behave like her mother. Even God himself is not happy with it. There is a curse. Because the Bible says that the God of Israel hates divorce.
So what you are saying now is that if a woman leaves her marriage, it's her fault, and so she's under a curse? Because you said to me...
The word of God did not accept it. And
I don't know what word of God you are referring to. I'm sure it's not the same one that I know. Maybe you have another one.
Okay, can I say something?
Very quickly, I've got other colors. Okay, your line is even gone bad. I mean, I don't know how you people do this generalization thing. So people who come from broken homes would never get married. Is that what you're saying? Or because you were born into a dysfunctional home, it's your fault? So you are not entitled to having a good marriage? Oh, God, you should check yourself also. Because what I've seen is that people who marry spouses who had been in broken homes put these spouses on a test all the time. Like you want them to continually prove themselves to you that they would not be like their parents. So you're not even giving them the grace that you expect them to give you. So you check yourself. So many people came from dysfunctional homes. It's not their fault. So when you're saying if a woman left her marriage for whatever reasons, it's a curse, and the curse goes on her daughter, I don't know what you're talking about. And you need to scrap that mentality far away. Life happens. Life happens. People. That's why where I started the show from. Sometimes you've got your life planned out to go from A to B and C and D in that order. But life happens. And I don't know what you are talking about. All right, but I'm back on the lines. Where are the women? You're the ones I want to talk to the most. If you've ever left your children, I want you to call. You can stay anonymous. That's fine. We've got a line for the women, 01465-7190. But if your mother ever left you, I also want to speak to you. Good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome. What you want to tell me your name or stay anonymous?
No, my name is Emmanuel.
All right, Emmanuel. Go ahead.
Yeah. I'm also a victim, though. I'm also a victim.
Okay.
When I was 12, my mother left. Though we were three children.
Okay.
So she left with two, and I was left alone with my dad.
Oh, okay.
But though now our relation is good.
Okay.
But I don't see it as a good idea for someone to abandon his or her children, because there's that gap. I felt the presence of my mother.
But if you had also been with only your mother, you'd have felt the absence of your father too, because you weren't together.
Yeah.
And she possibly, maybe she wasn't able to take care of three children. I mean, you know how difficult it is to cater to children.
Though she wanted to live with all of us, but I refused. I refused. I insisted staying with my father. I didn't know why though, but I just accepted staying with my father.
Okay. Okay, all right. Thank you very much for calling. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Thank you for calling.
I want to stay anonymous.
That's all right.
Yeah. Like the other man that said, he didn't understand what it really means. Maybe their own. I don't know, but mine. My mother left us when we were, I was about, I think, another 5 years or so.
Mm.
So we are six. have other siblings, it's not a good idea. But once life is involved, I grew up to understand, my siblings didn't understand what I understood later. I grew up to understand that the woman was passing through a lot.
Yeah.
She was in an abused marriage.
Oh.
So, in fact, at a point I began to tell myself that if this woman was in this relationship, she may have died. So I have to forgive her from all the lies they tell against her. Because they started telling us a lot of lies. To the point that my siblings will be throwing sand on my mom when they see her.
Wow. Oh, I can imagine how heartbroken she was.
So, no, it's the lies they told us. It's just that me, I find out that it was a lie. You understand?
Yeah.
So it's not a good idea. Because I tell myself, like the person that said before that any woman that was married under this will not make a good wife, a lie.
Right.
My three sisters, the one is late now, but the other ones are in their husband's house. So it doesn't work that way.
Thank you very much.
Personally, I took a decision myself. Hello?
I can hear you.
I took a decision myself that I can never, that nothing will make me to, you know, to let my wife go. Anything we have to settle it.
That's good. That's very good.
I don't want to have children that are raised
separately or in the absence of one of the parents.
Yes.
Thank you very much for sharing. That general blanket the other caller threw, it's just unfortunate because it's not correct. And it's really bad that you put the fault of any broken relationship on the children who had nothing to do with it. And like the last caller said, women leave for different reasons. Some are totally broken. You know, like he said, his mom was in an abusive relationship. If she had stayed, she could have died. So she had to run. She had to leave for her life. Right? Hello. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to Table Talk. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Francis.
Thank you for
calling. Can you hear me?
I can hear you clearly.
Okay, my name is Francis, right? So, the truth of the matter is that, well, so let me just use myself as an example. I happen to be, to experience that, right? My mom left me in particular when I was like 5, right? So, I don't know if you can hear me.
Yes, I can hear you. I can hear you.
Okay, yeah. So, she left me when I was like 5. We are like 4. We are 4. So, I have other 3... two brothers and a sister, right? But at that age, I noticed that she was actually in a very toxic marriage, right? I used to see my dad beating her up and the rest.
Whoa.
So she finally left. She left with other 3, my senior ones. I happened to be the last, right? So,
wow.
And well, I learned some good things from the fact that she left me. I also learned some bad things also. Good things I learned is that at least because whenever my dad was going out, he normally goes with me because there was nobody to leave me with. So I normally go out with my dad, and whenever he wants to drink beer, then he used to take beer. He would tell them to bring two glass cup.
One for you.
For me. I'll be drinking with him. So I started taking alcohol at a very tender age.
Oh.
So even when I started taking alcohol, my mate then could not even test it.
Oh.
And me, on the other way, in the other hand, could not even test a soft drink.
Oh.
You know, so, and that was how I grew up. And the good side of it is that, you know, I started fending for myself at a very early stage. Right? I started fending for myself at a very early stage. Though she later came back, unfortunately, when she came back, I did not even recognize her. I just passed her, by the way. And the woman that was, it was actually a touching story. But thank God, finally, my dad had to go and bring her back. And well, my dad is late now. But the truth of the matter is that I don't think any child, right, we want to experience that. That mother love.
Yeah.
When you don't grow up with that mother love, you understand? It has its own role to play
right.
in every child's life.
Right.
Even as I'm talking to you now, I can't even remember. I don't think I've spent like 2 years with my mom. As in, continuously 2 years with my mom. I've not.
Where is she now?
Came back, I had to leave. Oh. And started coming to Lagos. And since then, you know. So, and also, like the other caller said, talking about someone that... that came out from a Ogun family or something like that.
Yeah.
Well, like you also rightly said, life, you can never predict what is going to happen.
We can
actually plan.
Yeah. All right. I'm sorry to cut you. I sincerely apologize, but I need to jump off on this break. I'll be right back. Stay with me.
9.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, welcome back. You're still listening to Table Talk. This is 99.3 Nigeria Info. And today I'm talking to women who had to abandon their children. Again, cases of abandonment, usually we're talking about men who left. But sometimes women also leave. So if you are a woman, I know it might be taking you some time to come out and talk. But why did you leave? Looking back, I mean, in hindsight, is it a good decision for you to have left your children? Were you left with no choice? I'm also speaking to children. You might be an adult now, but I see somebody's child who were left by their mothers. I'm starting this round with WhatsApp. My mother left me with my father when I was 1 year, 9 months old. I got to know her when I was 14 years old. I am now 43. My relationship with her is more like a cat and rat. I send her monthly upkeep on the 28th of every month, but I hardly have any heart-to-heart discussion with her. Okay. I might encourage you to have a heart-to-heart discussion with her and find out why she did what she did. Kufo Reji Oluwase, you're a funny one. Fidel from Aja here says, two of my childhood friends grew up with their mother. The mother left the father when they were just 5 and 6, both are girls. My mom took good care of them, although their father was very hostile. He remarried, but the woman still left the children again, making them 5 kids. Why is everybody leaving children with him? I guess the man was a problem, but the mothers left their kids and never looked back. In 2014, the mother called and tried reaching out to her children after many years. She relocated to the UK, but I guess it was too late because she was suffering from cancer. She died a month later. The eldest of the girls cried because she was just getting to know her mom, but the others never had any affection for her. All right, T. Grace, I do not understand your message. Do you want to share it again? Bade Akonde says, my mother left my father and went with number 5. Wemimo, my father tried very well, but it was not easy. What do you mean she went with number 5? Pasame Banwodoye, some women leave their marriages when their husband experienced leanness of purse or the man beating or threatening to kill her. I'd like to stay anonymous. My children are victims of mother's abandonment, but thank God I'm there for them 100%. She was bringing her man friend to sleep with her in my compound each time I'm on night duty, and this was going on for a long time before one of my sons told me about it. I took time to investigate, and after I had confirmed it, I confronted her, and she owned up. After more discussions, I forgave her, but she insisted that she wants to leave, and she left. We were married for 27 years with 8 children. Way, she left after my retirement. Hey, my goodness, 27 years. Okay, I don't know the full details, but I still think that there's a big question mark somewhere. But thank you for sharing. Ishala from Lagos Island. I didn't grow up with a mother, and my dad got married to another woman, but he was very violent with her. So when my mom came back to my dad, he was still violent with her. So then I understood the reason my mom had left me then. When she returned to my dad, I was already working. So I took out money and got an apartment for my mom and paid for a year without informing my dad. And so he didn't know her whereabouts for a whole year. He asked me. I never said anything to him. I don't know how he realizes his mistake when my mom came back home and they now live happily. Okay. Wemimo, this topic is a big pain in my heart. I'm sorry. My mother dropped us at the ages of 3 and 5. I was 5, my sister was 3. With the absence of her mother, we lived the life of a maid, like a house help. My father always told us that she was dead. My grandma was the one who stood up for us, but we later lost her. The midlife started by living with family. I knew my mother at the age of 15. We loved her as a mother we had missed, but she never gave that in return. My father told us she abandoned us because a rich man that was later killed by government. She didn't show you love even when you went looking for her. In that process, you lost your sister. I'm so sorry. Because she didn't like us, she abandoned my sister's kids. And they died one by one. Three kids. Oh my goodness, this is such a sad story. But she showed it clearly that she doesn't like me and my sister. Her other children do use it to battle me. I was left alone to nurse myself as father and mother. But today, I am better than all of them. I'm very sorry. Thank you for sharing. Let's return to the phone lines now, shall we? Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah. My name is Shola Aino.
Yeah, welcome to the show.
I have an experience to share.
Okay.
It actually happened to me. So, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Shola.
Oh. So, I happened to grow up with my father.
Yeah.
And at the time, when I grew up, my father made me to understand that my mother left me at 3 months.
Wow.
3 months. So, in the process of the findings, when I was growing up, okay, when I was around six, seven, my mother came, and she came to look for me.
Hmm.
And the whole thing went on, and I saw my mother. And at that time, I was living with a stepmother. And that stepmother was very, very good to me. The woman was very, very good to me because she didn't have her own child.
Okay.
So the woman actually raised me. But under my father's watch, as in my father was maltreating me, serious maltreatment. And we are living in a place where it was a deep village, where the whole place was like a forest and all that.
Mm.
And sometimes my father would just send me away from the home. I would be inside the bush to sleep in the bush.
Wow.
Like that. And the experience was so tough with me. I was not concentrating on my education. I was not having rest at home. I was going through all those things. The stepmother was trying to encourage me. The stepmother was not supposed to be an encouragement, but you know, due to the kind of person the woman is, the woman was very, very good, and she was the one actually sponsoring me in school. She was paying everything, the clothes, the clothing, everything I needed, the woman provided. So I continued my studies until I think I was about, I was in JSS 3. That very day, I finished my exam and I came back home. And the same thing happened, that my father would just curse me like anything, you know. That very day, he began to throw, what did they call, cutlass.
Wow.
He was throwing me cutlass, doing all sorts of things that very day. So I went to my lesson teacher, where I was doing tutorial. And the man looked at me. He knew what was happening from onset. The man said, "Don't you have a mother's relative that can help you?" I said, "I have them." But I know the thing, because at that time, my mother has already been to Lagos to see her relatives.
Okay.
So I was able to trace my way to Lagos at the end of the day. So when I got to Lagos, unfortunately, my grandmother had to send me back to my father. Because from onset, it was this very woman. I actually want to pick from what the other man said about when the mother did not agree or whatever, but probably due to what he has went through makes him to have another initiative about the way he was going on the matter. So the woman actually sent me back. And
Hello? So sorry about that. Would you like to call again if you're able to? But thank you for sharing your story. Let me go on to Facebook, where we're streaming live, to take a few comments. Raphael Adegoke says, leave that man that was talking about the word of God that he knows nothing about. Okay. Atonda Kayode, quite a pity that some women find it easy to leave their kids with their dad. I'm a living witness. Well, people have different reasons. Odemi this Sunday says, good morning. That issue is disheartening. It affects a lot of children. Evelyn King says, my mother left when she was nearly proclaimed dead, but she never left us. She took us along. Thank you. Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Yes, thank you for calling.
Yeah. I'll rather remain anonymous.
Yeah, that's all right.
Calling from Lady Lakey.
That's all right.
Yeah. Yeah, I was a victim of this mother abandonment. Mm. That was when I was 4 years old. Yeah, we are, I think, 7 children.
Mm.
So my mom and my dad, they were having issues back then.
Mm.
And to the extent my dad used to beat her up in our presence with the children.
Mm.
But though it was later was found out that my dad was having some... what was happening going on with him then was from one of his younger brother. He said spiritual something and all that. So he was in front of me. He doesn't joke with me among other children. He loves me more than other ones.
Mm.
But what shocked me was that day my mom made up her mind to leave the family, leave the marriage, and go back to his parents' house.
Mm.
So he packed all his all her belongings and took all of the rest of my 6 siblings along and left me alone.
Mm.
So, as young as I am, it was terrible. It was shocking to me then.
Mm.
You know, because our house, the family house back there in the village, was surrounded surrounded bushes all around. And this the house was so big, about 8 rooms and a parlor.
Wow.
You know, I was the only one at home. No other building around. You know,
wow.
It was now the other people started building around. But then it was only our house. And all the other guys were bushes and the, you know. So I was left alone throughout that day from morning the next day when my dad come back from work.
Oh my goodness.
So I cried and cried and cried. And the worst part of it, the whole room, the whole house was empty, was open.
Wow.
Both the doors, both the room, both the windows, everywhere was open.
Wow.
And it rained. It rained throughout that night.
You see how you can't forget that memory?
Honestly, I've been trying, I've been battling to forget it. Imagine, as tender as I am then, I still remember it now.
Yeah.
And could you imagine the funny part of it? Now, it seems as I'm the only one taking care of my mom now.
Mm.
The rest of my siblings are not even really capable of taking care of, not financially stable of taking care of her.
Mm.
I was the one now.
But were you able to forgive her? Did you forgive her for leaving?
She never came back, and she really apologized. You know, I find it difficult to forgive, but at the same time, I'm just trying to bottle it up and continue to care for her.
Mm.
You know, but it keep on, the memory keep on tormenting me, keep on coming back.
Yeah.
Hard to forget.
Yeah.
Every now and then, I find it difficult to let it go, to forget about it.
Well, you don't have to forget about it because, again, I mean, some of us didn't plan life to be the way it went. And it's part of your history. It's part of the making of you. So I usually do not advise people to forget, you know, their bad experiences. But you can build on it, you know, pick up lessons from it and make yourself a better person. It was not your fault by any means. So forgive her, again, because you knew what she also went through. But I understand from the place of pain for a child left alone in a bush. As you were describing, I was imagining, and I know how terrifying that would be for a child, so much so that you remember every detail. That's all right, but I think more importantly, you should pick the lessons from what happened to your parent and make a decision to make a better life for yourself. You'll be fine.
That's true. You're right. Yeah. So another angle I'm looking at is...
Okay, let's make this very quick. I've got so many callers waiting.
Yeah, I'm looking at it whether it's a hatred. Because my only brother, he loves so much. Even if there was a time he said that he loves him more than a daughter's sibling. He put him in a trade. He made sure he learned about two trades while growing up. But I myself, nothing. He didn't even put me through. Even somebody, there was a man that even came then to pick me up, to put me through a trade, apprentices, you know. She didn't agree. She refused. And today, that dream and that, she and that my brother, my only brother, don't see eye to eye. They become an enemy and all that. I'm trying to even reconcile both of them.
But see how you turned out, doing well, you know. So, I mean, I think, again, that life happens. A lot of the things that happen in life, we don't have control over. What we can do is, oh, yeah, it has happened. You shake yourself up and make the best life for yourself. Because at the end of the day, you are now, you are now an adult. And so you're responsible for your life. But thank you for sharing. Let me jump over to WhatsApp. The message is waiting for me here. They're making me feel teary because, oh my goodness. This person says, my mother left us when I was just 1 year old. My immediate younger brother was 6 months old. My mother left after giving birth to 4 boys with a flimsy excuse. She and my dad were very young, so her parents had more influence on their marital issues. Her reason was that my mother's parents said that she was giving birth to boys, and this was not good, eh? It was not good that she was giving birth to boys. My father's mother raised us. When my mother, the effect on me and my brothers was disastrous. My elder brother was sent to live with my uncle in Benin. He was being abused by my uncle's wife and her family members, both physically, emotionally, psychologically. My uncle's son started sending my brothers to buy weed for him. And from there, he taught him how to smoke. I'm so sorry. Some white men who came to visit said they fell in love with my brother and wanted to take him along, but my uncle's wife refused and did something that now made my elder brother to be addicted to hemp till today. My younger brother almost died of convulsion, but to God be the glory, he survived and is now a lawyer living in Europe with his wife and kids. And I'm getting along in business after my MSc. My mom is married to someone else and had kids. Now she's come begging us. We have forgiven her and we're now in talking terms. Your children will always be abused if you leave them. Thank you for sharing. I am talking about Adeshina from Tabo Ijoko. Children of dysfunctional home occurs. I was also surprised to hear that. Well, we must see what religion has done to some people's minds. Well, I mean, I was totally shocked. How can you say it's a curse? I mean, come on. Cleverty says, I love this topic you brought up. My senior brother's wife left him with 2 children, a boy and a girl. The boy was less than a year when she left. Her reason was that she found out my brother was dating another woman here in Lagos. The wife was in the village. My brother was in Lagos. So this woman paid him a visit and discovered that my brother was having an affair with another woman. She destroyed everything in my brother's room while he was at work. She left behind his back. All my parents' effort to bring her back failed. She got married to another man and she had... Oh my goodness. What am I reading? She got married... I don't know, man. She got married to another man, and when she gave birth to a male child with a new husband, well, more you wouldn't believe, this woman came back and killed her own first male child with your brother, her own son. She poisoned this innocent boy whom I love so much, and he